Hi, this is Dictation Vishravis Marshall, CHEVEZMARSHALL. Date of birth is 2/10/1981. Date of accident is 11/20/2024. Date of service is 12/12/2024. The patient reports of severe pain in the neck and the lower back, left shoulder, and into the left knee. The pains have been occurring since 11/20/2024 when he had an automobile accident. He suffered from another automobile accident in 2005, but he had healed up completely and no other details are available. The history of the current motor vehicular accident is as follows. The patient was traveling with another gentleman, Stevenson Richardson, as a rear passenger on the right. Steven Richardson was sitting next to him and in a lift car. The accident happened on 11/20/2024 at 7:30 p.m. There were total 5 people in the car, including the driver. The patient does not have details of the car that they were traveling, the speed of the car that they were traveling, and they do not have any idea about collision with another car, do not know. They were not paying attention accordingly. It appears the accident happened in West Detroit near Chicago. And Trinity. The accident happened as follows. That patient has no description. It appears that another car was a stolen car and the guy was speeding and was being chased by police. It appears and hit their driver's side in the back. The status of the Lyft driver is not known, whether he went to the hospital or not, but two other people went to the hospital. And it appears that the speed of the car was at least 50-60 miles, and their car was traveling at 45 miles an hour. And he was not wearing seatbelt, airbags were deployed, there was a loss of consciousness, it was a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene and he was taken to the hospital by the ambulance to Corwell Hospital, where X-ray CT scan of the head were done. They were all normal and was discharged with medicines after 4 hours of admission. The car was T-boned on the driver's side. The history of presenting illness is as follows. Okay, there is no damage report. I have asked the patient to send us the pictures of the car and police report so that we can include that in the history. Right now, the history is patchy and unavailable from the patient. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches which is occupying front and left temple. And to the tune of 7, off and on. And they're sensitive to the light. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, and aura. Additional symptoms of TBI are dizziness, ringing in the ear, and blurred vision. Blurred vision lasts for a few minutes. Patient denies any vertigo. Patient denies any seizures, loss of consciousness, loss of memory, loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any incontinence of the urine bowel and any nausea or vomiting. Patient denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision field, and there is no taste problem or smell problem. No issues with the TMJ or facial muscles. Further, patient denies any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy. He has no trouble walking. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. No sleep disturbance. No sudden and seizure. These pains, regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, which is 8. Pain in the lower back is 9. And left shoulder pain is around 8. The patient reports that he is having burning pain in the lower back, and most of these pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, punishing, heart burning, aching, and heavy. Severity of the pain is from 8 to 10, and affecting his ADS up to 10. Please review the records for modified factor for the pain is in the records. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by lying down and medications, possibly. The left shoulder pain is 9 and is increased by patient can do the abduction up to 90 degrees, forward flexion up to 90 degrees. Pain in the knee is 10 and is making him difficulty in walking. So far, X-ray CT scan were done at the Corwell Hospital. The reports are not available at the time of the patient. The patient reports of muscle weakness, numbness in the knee area only. There is no shooting pain to the buttocks or legs or to the upper extremities. No motor weakness is reported. Regarding the past treatment, patient report that he has seen a physical therapist in the warrant with 3 visits only. No chiropractic, no primary care, and no pain doctor yet. And he is still suffering from pain, and he was referred to here by his therapist and himself, looking for a better care. Please review the records for the system review for the past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, personal history, and ADLs. Physical examination, the patient is a 43-year-old African-American male, a good built, nutritional, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, the hydration is good, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. This patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using an adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template. Neurological examination was normal. Musculature examination. Is normal. The musculoskeletal examination. Inspection. The entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment with no scars noticed. Palpation. No scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness. There is no tenderness of the vertebral spine except at L5 S1. And possibly bilateral SI joint. No muscle spasm of the parapetal muscles is noticed. Hypertonicity none. Trigger points none. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension 50. Bilateral side flexion 40. And bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 10. Hyperextension is not painful. And bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproducer pain, cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Spermin is positive, Lerman test is positive. Hysterectomy test is negative, Sotal test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 10 degrees bilateral. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative. CAM test is positive. Babinski sign negative. SI joint. Standing flexion test is negative. Ili compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Bilateral SI joints are slightly tender with positive favor test bilaterally and Gonsalan test positive bilaterally. Extremities examination. Except for the left shoulder and the left knee, the rest of the extremities are warm to touch, well perfused, no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion. Laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins are noticed. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. Patient is not using a cane or adaptive devices. Examination of the left knee is as follows. On inspection, no scar or erythema effusion is noticed. On palpation, general tenderness is noticed without swelling. Knee does not appear to be warm or cold. No crepitus, grinding or popping noise is heard. Range of motion is normal. Flexion from full extension is 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender, medial and lateral. Motor power is normal. Pelvis virus and numbering absent. Anterior drawer and posterior drawer is negative. Metamere Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Examination of the left shoulder reveals a normal appearing shoulder with no dislocation or fractures or contusion. And on palpation, there are no tender points, no trigger points. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion on active motion. Muscle strength is normal. Special tests were done. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Hawken Kennedy test is positive. Speed test and near test are positive. Diagnosis. V89.2 XST in general. S09.90 XA, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42. Nerves, I'm 79.2. Muscles, I'm 60.9. Ligaments, I'm 54.0. Left shoulder, M25.512. M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Left knee, M25.562. M23.202, cervical spine, M54.250.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXL, lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXL, LS spine, M46.1, M54.17. Plan of care is from that template, treatment plan. In treatment plan, physical therapy was ordered for the neck and lower back, for the left shoulder, left knee, 2 times a week. With traction massage, echotherapy. Disability was provided for work, house for transportation. Medications are provided for the patient, non-narcotic or Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexural 10 milligram a day, twice a day for muscle relaxation, L-level 50 milligram at night for sleep and pain relief. Peers at 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. For headaches. Tylenol with codeine number 4. For pain relief, 1 or 2 6 hour PRN. Patient was provided with the following DMEs, a left knee brace and a back brace. And non pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. There are no available MRI imaging records or medical records. Interventional pain procedures, none are recommended right now. Surgical options, none. Investigations, none. DMEs are already discussed. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.